was devotee of Krishna. So he asked Govinda Kaviraj to hear about the grace of Krishna, but he did not give his ear to that. But lastly, when he is almost to die, he prayed fervently to his worshipped deity, please give me salvation. But it is told that the deity told, I have no right to give liberation. I can give different enjoyment of this mundane world, but no emancipation or liberation from this world. Then who can give it? That only Govinda, Narayana can give that. Then I ask your permission to worship Narayana, but I just do that. Then Govinda Kaviraj, being disappointed, began his prayer to Narayana, Govinda. There is a valuable song, commonly it is chanted. Bhaja Hure Mana Srinanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Bindari. Then he began to worship the deity that was very much adored by his younger brother, Ramchandra Kaviraj. Govinda Kaviraj Ramchandra. Several Bengali poems. He has got Sanskrit writings also. That was sent to Jiva Goswami. And he, Jiva Goswami, gave his appreciation of those songs of Govinda Kaviraj. Chandra Kaviraj was very friendly to Narottam Thakur. Narottam Thakur and they, on the two sides, the same river, they lived. And sometimes Ramchandra went to Narottam Thakur to meet him. Sometimes Narottam Thakur used to come to Ramchandra Kaviraj, very friendly. Srinivas Acharya was of same rank and a friend to Narottam. And in that connection, Narottam had much affection towards Ramchandra Kaviraj, his nephew in spiritual relative.
No.
Relation. What do you say?
In the Haribhakta Vilas, are the Vaishnavas, are they supposed to follow all those rituals?
Vaishnavas?
Is it important for us to follow all of those rituals?
Rituals.
Rituals. Mm. How important is
that? In Archan.
Yes.
That is, in the lower position, they have to follow rituals. Panishthadhikar, archanadhikar. Strictly they should observe the rituals, formalities. But when the taste is created, ruchi, then they begin the Bhagavat Marga. Then Savan, Kirtan, Smaran, Bandham, that will be principal. Not much stress towards archan. Rituals, but becomes more free when they make progress towards bhajan or anurag, love, affection, taste. When taste is created, affection is created towards God, then the formalities of rituals are of less importance to them. But for the beginners, they should try to follow strictly those rituals, but they are good. Vaidhi, that is vidhi bhakti, rituals. Vaidhi bhaktadhikarastu raga vibhavana vadhi Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he gives these lines to us, that the Vaidhi bhakti, the regulated devotion, the jurisdiction of regulating devotion is up to that stage when our taste for the service of the Lord awakens, avibhav, bhavanavati. When our taste is created, our affection, attraction is created for Krishna, then the trust on the strictness of following the rituals are lessened. Not so much press is given for rituals. Taste, low, greed. Before that, we have to follow very strictly the rules and regulations of devotions as prescribed in the religious books, so many Puran, so many Smriti, Sanghita, and all collected and they made Hari Bhakti Vilas and for the devotees, the Vaishnava devotees.
Is that the stage of Bhav, Guru Maharaj?
Huh?
Is that the stage of Bhav? When one reaches the stage of
Bhav.
Bhav. Is that when the rituals become less
important? When Bhav arises, he's established in Jagamarga, even before that. Ruchi. Anartha nivritti, then ruchi. Nishtha. Shraddha, then bhajanakriya, sadhu sangha. Bhajanakriya, then anartha nivritti, then nishtha. Nishtha means nairantarya, continuous mentality towards Krishna. Not break. Always thinking about Krishna, not otherwise. This is nishtha, the continued remembrance of Krishna and his own. Then real test is created after that. After continued remembrance, then the test, otherwise in the lower position, sometimes some test is seen to be present within us, and sometimes our mind is thrown in another way. That is not test proper. Test proper is to be located after nishtha, means nairantarya, that is continued recollection of Krishna. Then if any test we feel within us, that is bona fide test. And from there we can test raga-marga, raga-anuga. He can depend on his own inner tendency and may not care much about the formality of worshipping. Just as suppose for a who kissed the child, what is she? A lady kissed another child, nurse.
Yes.
Not only nurse, but dhatri, midwife for her, what is?
Midwife.
Who is the representative of the mother. For him, rules, regulation necessary, how to nurse the child, take care of the child. Regulations necessary for the midwife, for the nurse. But when there is affection to mother, such regulations not necessary. Out of affection, the mother will look after the child. No rules, regulations necessary. Because her natural affection towards the child will force her to look after the child. But who is not a mother, his own child, for him formality necessary, that you must drink him milk twice, or do this thing, that thing, all these things, this. Duty. But when affection comes from within, then the regulations are slackened. So when affection, our inner awakenment of the soul, and inner affection, the attraction we feel for Krishna, the Lord of our heart, then regulations are slackened. Vaidhi bhaktadikarastu ragavi bhavanavati. As long as that inner taste for the service of Krishna does not arise, we must take to the sastric regulations in our daily activities and worshipping. And thereby we shall hope that in our arrangement will be done and our inner taste will awaken for the service of the Lord. Do you follow? No? Am I clear?
Yes.
Guru Maharaj, in the Vrindavan Das Thakur, there is mention of his mother, but I want to know, why is there no mention of his father?
Because his father was not have any recognition in the Vaishnava society, we are told. So the name of father is not mentioned. But it is also a rumor created by the anti-Vaishnava that the Vrindavan Thakur's Das's mother, Narayani, who was a niece of Sivas Pandit, she swallowed some beetle after Mahaprabhu took it. Mahaprabhu took some beetle and some remains offered to Narayani. You take it. And Narayani, after swallowing that beetle nut, whatever, tambul, what do you say? Beetle nut?
Beetle.
Was already chewed by Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu offered something to Narayani, take it. And after taking that, Narayani had child in her womb. And then Vrindavan Das Thakur came from her womb. It is, this rumor was spread by the anti-Vaishnavite. But really, we are told that when Narayani was married anyhow to a non-Vaishnava who did not, who had no devotion or affection for the Vaishnava cult. So his name is not mentioned as the father of Vrindavan. only Vrindavan Thakur is acquainted by his mother's name, Narayani Nandan. Father's name not mentioned, only mother's name mentioned, Narayani. Because Narayani was a devotee of Sri Gaurangade Mahaprabhu. As just as Mahaprabhu is also told mostly as Shochi Nandan, not so much as Jagannath Mishra Nandan. Very famous Shochi, because when he took sannyas before, long ago, Jagannath departed. His sannyas, his sankirtan, all these came out after his father left. The Shochi mother had to bear all these troubles with the son, living this ordinary pleasure of the worldly life. The son, only son, given to exclusive devotion to Krishna, showing so many feasts without caring any improvement in the household affairs. Then after all, he left the whole household, even the girl wife, and he left, took sannyas. All these troubles Shochi Devi had to tolerate. So Shochi Nandan, he is told. Not so much as Jagannath Miss Nandan, his father's name, not so much mentioned. So also here, Vrindavan Das Thakur's father, he was an atheist. But his mother, he was 100% devotee of Krishna, Mahaprabhu. So her name is mentioned, Narayani Nandan, Vrindavan. Not any trace we find in the literature about his father. And some rumors also spread in this way, that some remaining of the betel nut was given to Narayani, and that was the cause of his pregnancy and Vrindavan Das Thakur came. And among the Sahajya, such stories is going on.
Yes. Prakashananda Saraswati. Prakashananda Saraswati, who Maharaj, who Mahaprabhu converted.
That was in the Prabodhananda, other person. Yes. Prabodhananda was the uncle of Gopal Bhatta, came from south.
Yes.
And the Prakashananda, yes. Some say, that is the founder of Amitabhajat Pratika, Shishir Ghosh, he has mistaken there,
right.
That Prakashananda was converted into Prabodhananda. And he wrote all these things, but it is not.
It is not.
Because Prabodhananda, he is reckoned as one of the original eight Shakhi of Vrindavan. Radharani has eight very intimate sea friends. Tungavidya, one of those eight. And Prabodhananda was Tungavidya in Vrindavan. That Prabodhananda cannot be a Mayavadi.
Yes, yes.
Prakashananda, Mayavadi, Aparadi. Vrindavan Das Thakur writes in Chaitanya Bhagavat, and Mahaprabhu says that in Benaras there is a Mayavadi and a great offender, Prakashananda. He does not recognize my devotion and cuts to pieces my spiritual body, Kanda Kanda. In this way, the Prakashananda Pandit of Benaras has been mentioned. And also, we find that he is a great Mayavadi Pandit. And Prabodhananda, he is reckoned as one of the eight principal sea friends of Radharani. So that he cannot be a Mayavadi. And so these two are separate persons.
How far
Radhananda was converted to Vaishnavism, but he also might have gone to Vrindavan but not much recognition he got.
I see.
In the society, Vaishnava society.
I see.
Both rejected from this side and also not much respect from that side. Almost gone to unknown quarter.
Kavi Kanapur, he has wrote the Gaura Ganadesh Dipika. Writing Gaura Ganadesh Dipika,
yes.
How does he know who those personalities are in Krishna Lila?
By his inspiration?
Yes.
He got, his father was one of those eight Sakhi of Sri Radharani.
Shivananda.
Shivananda. Karna Shivananda was one of the Sakhi of Radharani, eight Sakhi intimate. From him, and got the inspiration. And she would say, when Mahaprabhu in Puri met that son, Karnapur, he asked him, "You boy, take Krishna Nam, Hare Krishna." The boy did not take. Mahaprabhu tried his best, but the boy did not pronounce Krishna. Then Mahaprabhu told, "What is this? I am making chant so many in the world, this Krishna Nam, chanting Krishna Nam, helping Krishna, chanting Krishna Nam to so many in the world widely, and I fail to pronounce the name of Krishna from the mouth of this boy. What is this?" Then Swarup Damodar came to relief. He told that you have given this name and the boy has taken it as Ishta Mantra. And the mantra one should not speak out. So you have taken the mantra and kept in his in the inner part of his heart. He won't speak it out. So Damodar explained in that way. Then Mahaprabhu, out of affection, put the thumb of his toe, thumb,
meant toe.
The main toe, into the mouth of the boy. And the boy began to suck Mahaprabhu's toe. And he became afterwards this Kavi Karnapur. Inspiration came in him. Such a good poem he has produced, very charming. Hare Krishna. Inspiration. Seeing some sign, some sort of similarity, they could connect what is what.
I have heard that there are two other Chaitanya Mangalas, one by a Lochana Das, another by the Lochana Das is one, but it doesn't seem to be bona fide.
Not bona fide in all respects.
It is bona fide.
More or less influenced by Gauranga Nagariba. That is not accepted by the true Vaishnava. And Vrindavan Das Thakur himself was in opposition. The first book about Mahaprabhu written by Vrindavan, the reference of that we find in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Mangala was written afterwards. And that has some contamination of Nagaribad, that Gauranga like Krishna, he also mixed with so many girls in the parokya line. But Vrindavan Dasa Gurudas discarded it wholly. By a glance, Mahaprabhu never cast a glance towards the girls in this life, he told. Not Nagara. Because he comes from Brahmin in the Acharya family. And Krishna came in the milkman sect. And he has come to show the position of an Acharya Guru. And the Guru may not have such misconduct. Then who will care him? Who will take him as Guru? If he shows such slack character, mixing among the girls, who will come to accept him as a Guru, Acharya? So, never he did show that sort of conduct that he mixed with so many girls. Never. I was very particular about that, very careful. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur says, he never, by the corner of his eye, cast any glance to any ladies or any girls. So, the people must not give this name to Gauranga as Nagara, as a citizen, ordinary citizen. But it's the general temperament of a citizen to mix with the man, women, pre-mixing, not that. Not of that type Gauranga was. He was very strict moralist, like he maintained all through. So Vrindavan Das Thakur mentions this. Rihano naam prabhu naankar sone lakane lakane adev Gauranga nagara heno stav nahi bale. So none should pronounce such that Gauranga was a frivolous boy who mixed with the girls in a slackened way. None can blame him in this way. He was very strict about that. It is written by Vrindavan Das Thakur in his book, original book. But in Rojan Das, there are many who had connection with Vishnu Priya. And they, with the help of Vishnu Priya, Mahaprabhu's wife, with Vishnu Priya, they came in connection with Gauranga, Nimai Pandit. No. Vrindavan Das discarded. This is all imaginary. This is only a tendency, a foolish tendency to make Krishna Lila and Gauranga Lila similar. To prove that Gauranga and Krishna was one and same, this sort of imagination has been taken, resorted. So we are not in one with Lochan Das in that affair. And many also. This Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, then Das Goswami, Kaviraj Goswami, Vrindavan Das Thakur, so many, they have get description about Mahaprabhu, but none mentioned in that way. Very strict moralist he was in his previous life. The Gaur Lila is an Acharya, Lila is an Acharya, a preceptor, a guru, that is a guru, suiting to the taste of a guru, to please Krishna Lila. Why Krishna Lila is so high, only in the position of Krishna the Absolute can show that Lila, not otherwise. Even Narayana or all other incarnation of Krishna had never did so, only with the exception of Krishna, and no other incarnation of Krishna or Narayana, nowhere. Okay?
Guru Maharaj?
Yes.
It is said sometimes that Sridhar Swami, that he, in his commentaries, sometimes agreed with Shankaracharya.
No. He has refuted Shankara, but he has his own sampradayic creed, which is Vishuddha Dvaita. Amongst Vaishnava Sampradaya, there are four conceptions, slightly different from one another. Vishuddha Dvaita by Vishnu Swami, and Sridhar Swami followed that Sampradaya. Then Dvaita Dvaita by Nimbarka, and Shuddha Dvaita by Madhvacharya, Vishishta Dvaita by Ramanuja. These four Vaishnava specific Sampradaya. One coming from Brahma, Sri Brahma Rudra Sanak. But there is little difference between them. The Sridhar Swami, he comes from Vishuddha Dvaitava of Vishnu Swami. And the Vallabhi Sampradaya at present found, they also come from Vishuddha Dvaita Sampradaya. And Mahaprabhu came from Shuddha Dvaita Madhvacharya Sampradaya, but with modification of Achinta Bhedabhed. So Jiva Goswami, who was a strict follower of Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev, he differed in some point from Sridhar Swami.
Jiva Goswami.
He differed. Mahaprabhu mainly supported Sridhar Swami. Because he has saved devotees from the interpretation of Shankaracharya in Gita and Bhagavatam. Personality of Godhead he has admitted, he has proved, revealed. But impersonalism he encouraged. So mainly Sridhar Swami is Vaishnava. But he followed Vishuddha Vishuddha Advaita, and Mahaprabhu's creed was Achinta Bhedabhed. So Jiva Goswami slightly differed from him here and there in the interpretation of Bhagavatam. Just as in Bhagavatam, in the first stroke, Janmadyascha jatanmayadijaratascharthisabhigyasarat tene brahmarida jayadikavai mujjanti jatsuraya teju varimadang jatha vinimayu teju varimadang jatha vinimayu jatta prishaggu mrisa dhamna srena sadani rastakvapam satyam param dhimayu. Here, Teju Bhārimadāṁ Jathā Vinimayo. The meaning of word Vinimayo, Sridhar Swami has taken as ascription. He says that there is glass, we may take it for light. There is sunray marichika, mirage, we may take it for water. Thing is one and we accept that thing as another. This is the meaning of the word vinimaya. But Jiva Goswami has not accepted that. He has said, no, the vinimaya, the word vinimaya, does never mean such ascription, but it is transformation. The gas may be, air, gas, may be transformed into water. The water may again transformed into solid or and the transformation, the glass may come, the stone may come from water. In this way, air, fire, water, earth, all, one can come from the other by transformation, and not one is ascribed in another. In this way, Jiv Goswami has explained. He is differed from Sridhar Swami. So, here and there, little difference we had.
This transformation, is this vikara? Vikara. This transformation?
Transformation?
Is this the same as vikara or no?
Vikara.
Yes.
Yes.
The same.
Not vibhata.
Oh, I see.
Vibhata and vikara of different kind. Shankar says vibhata. One thing misunderstood as another. Here it is a real transformation is there in the potency, Shakti Parinam. The potency may admit transformation of it in different kinds. It is possible.
I'm just wondering how we should take some differences that we hear amongst great Vaishnavas. Like you just explained the difference between Sridhar Goswami and Jiva Goswami. And from our point of view, they're both great Vaishnavas, but they have some difference.
So yes, amongst the Vaishnavas there are much difference. Much difference. We have to follow the direction of Sri Chaitanya Dev. In the conception of monarchy, much difference. In the conception of democracy, communism, there is much difference. Some common, something different. It will always be there. Even in democracy, even in monarchy, the every monarch is different from another monarch. One's rule is different. So this vaichitra's variegatedness is always present there. Not you can find exactly congruent copy of one of the other. It is not possible. Some sort of difference must be. Even there is difference in Krishna. Krishna Swayam Bhagavan, Swayam Roop, then Swayam Prakash, even Prabhava Prakash, Vaibhava Prakash, Prabhava Vilas, Vaibhava Vilas in the conception of Krishna himself. So, this distinction, not difference, rather distinction, we have to observe always. We must be alert to find. And then from mother sees with some affection. Then his friend from another angle of vision, the wife from another vision, the if he is a king, the subject with another vision, one and the same man, different conception. all cannot be congruent. Some sort of difference there must be according to their the perception, the quality, the nature of the perceiver, the conceiver. But mainly something common, something different. The main, the Vaishnava group, they always after personal, eternal, personal God. These four, Madhvacharya, Ramanuj, Vishnu Swami, and then Nimbarka. The ultimate reality is personal. Then Shankara and other, their groups, they know is impersonal, is the highest conception of the reality. There's main difference. But person of what type? The Swayam Bhagavan characteristic personality, that is only seen by the Gaudiya Vaishnava, the Krishna Swayam Bhagavan. To certain extent by the Nimbarka. But the Sarukya, Svakya and the Parukya, the distinction is there. Then the Shuddhadvaita school, they like more of Vatsalya. Then the Ramanuja section, they consider Narayana to be the original and Krishna his extension. So much difference there must be. All may not be congruent. The conception of the truth is also have some degree and difference there. Ajatiya bhid, then vijatiya bhid, svagata bhid. A tree is different from a stone. A tree is different from another tree. A tree has got its difference within its own. Branch, leaf, root, trunk, all these things. Svajati of it, the Banyan tree, then so many other trees also there. Svajati of it. So in the conception of Godhead, that sort of difference, distinction. This Narayana, the Krishna, the Dharukesh, Ramchandra, then so many incarnation here, Nrisimha, Varaha, all these things different. Avatari, avatar, and the, amongst avatar also the degree of the absolute characteristic represented differently according to the section of the devotee. The capacity of appreciation in them